discussing gaps. So the sugi of yodas, what we were up to yesterday, is basically that we had an idea about saying that we talk about yodos. Yodos again were the items that hold on to the food. So we said if you were kotzer the wheat, right, for the purpose of schach, or Manasseh said if you kotzer the wheat for the purpose of the schach, there's no yodos, and they said that the rabbanim agree with that there's no concept of yodos because if you kotzer it for the purpose of schach, you don't want the yodos to be connected to the wheat because the wheat is pasul for schach because it's a food item. So he said that he said in yodos. Now the brisa there was a machlokas about whether with the brisa with the achirim said that the yodos do pasul, the yodos are included. That was for a case where you were kotzer for achila. And then you changed your mind. So the Gemara said, if you were kotzer for achila, and then you changed your mind, why did the Rabbanan hold in that case that the yodos still are? Why does he say that the yodos are not going to be mekabel tuma? The yodos are separated from the item. He said, because since you changed your mind, then you will bottle your machshava. So we asked, how can the machshava work? Don't we have a mishnah in Kalim that said in order to create tuma, you can use a machshava, but in order to remove the tumah, you had to have a maisa. So now we said, v'chitema, that distinction between machshava and maisa, right? We start there with chitema, which is like the fifth line from the top. The chitema hani mili kalim. Maybe that only applies to kalim, the chashiva, because those things are chashiva, those things are important. Aval yodos, so therefore you cannot change the status just with machshava. Aval yodos, which aren't so such a chashiva item. Maybe the tzorach achila nidu b'machshava naisi b'machshava salka. Maybe yodos are just needed for, they're just a secondary item that are needed to handle the actual food. They themselves are not the actual main item. So maybe you would say, then machshava can bring them in, machshava can take them out, and that's why the chacham say that if you had some, originally machshava to use these items for a food, and then you changed your mind to use them for achila, for schach, then they would no longer be considered yodos and not connected, and therefore they wouldn't be connected to the food, and therefore they wouldn't count as part of the pasul schach in our calculation. So the Gemara says, how can you make this distinction? V'hatnan, you have the following mishnah in Uksin. Kol yodos ha'ochlim. So anything that it's a yad for ochlim. So you, for example, the stalk that's connected to the kernels of the grain. Right, that they have in the stam, they have a din of yados. So what happens is shebisasan begorin. You did this thing called you were bises. See what that is. You were bisam begorin. So they lose their status of yados and therefore tahoros. They are not considered. They cannot be part of the food anymore. Therefore, if item something tame touches the yados at that time, they're no longer yados with the capital yud, and therefore they will not bring the tuma into the item. So the Gemara says, well, okay, how does that work? Depends on what you hold the word bisasos means. Bishlama lamanda amar bisasan Rabbi Yehuda mitame, Rabbi Yosef mitame. Okay, bishlama lamanda amar bisasan hitir igudan shapir. According to one who says that bisasan simply means that you undo the tie. There must be some tie to them. Rashi says, bishlama lamanda amar. Hai bisasan, what does bisasan mean? Hainu shehitir egdon al shel omrim. Somehow you just undid the connection to them. Lashon miposesses b'damayich mizgolalas. Klomar kaven shehitir egdon hashibolin. Once you undo the tie, hashibolin mizgolalin begorin levishin nutan nutinche notin lehit pazer. Now they can just roll around. They're no longer connected, right? So shapir. Then that's good. Lo kashlach. What it means? It's good. Lo kashlach. The alibay. According to this shita, you can say. Matzis lemeimar the kaim rabbanan kavasei that the rabbanan would hold like this and say that you don't just need a small action, a small item, a small like machshava kevan shehitir egdon delo havi elakim machshava. I'm not exactly sure why it's like machshava because you actually untied something you did on maisa, but he's saying this is similar to machshava be'alma the goli daiti delo nichle beyodos land. You're just giving a small revealing your thought process that you no longer want the yodos to be attached, so you untie them. So that's going to be the same thing like machshava, and therefore you see according to this. According to this side, machshava would be sufficient to remove the shame yodos from something. Ella lamanda amar my bisasan mamish. But according to manda amar, says bisasan means to actually be mevose something, which means to smash it, right? To pound it, I guess, right? To pound it with a mallet. So ma'ikla meimar, how can you then explain Rabbanan? Again, the Rabbanan are the ones we're trying to say that they hold just with a small thing like makshava, you can remove the status of yados. So if here it has bisasan. So if bisasan just means undoing a tie, so then okay, the Rabbanan can fit into that somehow. As Rashi says, that shows that's just megali your makshava. But if makshava and therefore removes the status of yados. But if bisasan means you actually take a mallet and smash it, that's an action. And therefore, how can you see that you need an action in order to remove in order to move yados? The Gemara says, no, hachinami, so to our brisa, which brought the machlokas between the chachamim and the chayrim, is bishasan mamish. That you, I guess you smashed them or something like that. And that's why the rabbanon say that you don't have a din of yados. Our case is where the reason why the chachamim say in our Mishnah that you first did for achila and then you changed your mind, you didn't change your mind, you did bisos, you smashed them. Well, if you smashed them, so then why would the achayrim say that they're still considered yados? You did an actual maaseh to change them. He says, "Ihachi my time with the achirim." So he says, "Ah, because the amar ki Rabbi Yosi, because the achirim are going to hold like Rabbi Yosi." That was in that parenthesis that I glossed over quickly. The amar ki Rabbi Yosi, that's not for Rabbi Yosi mitame. Rabbi Yosi says that bisasan, even if you're smashing them with the mallet, is not considered, or smashing with the feet of the animals, that's not going to be considered a change, and the yados maintain their status of tumah. So Gemara says, "No, wait, there's a big difference. The reason why over there." They maintain their status according to Rabbi Yosi. Hi, my Bishlam Hasan time with the Rabbi Yosi, because Chazia, right? The yados are still usable, I guess, for their purpose as yados. Lichid the Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, the Amir Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Hoel v'ruuyis lahochom be'eter. You still need to like sort of like put the pitchfork in and clip them up and winnow them, I guess. So if you want to have the yados there, because if the yados aren't semi-attached, then the kernels are just going to slip right through. You need to have something that's a little, that has the, you need to have the yados there in order to have some sort of weight and some sort of, something to go to the pitchfork. Otherwise, it's going to slip right through. So there's a purpose for them. Therefore, Rabbi Yossi says they don't lose their status. Aval hacha, but in our brisa, which deals with a case where you just changed your mind, whether you're using this stalk for schach, for echila to schach, l'may chasya. Why would Rabbi Yossi say, and then the Achayrim say, that you still maintain the status of Yados, which means you have to have more branches to counteract the Yados and the grain in order to make a kosher schach? My chazio, what is the stalk good for? So he says, hakazi l'chisata l'mitke lihu b'gilyayu. They still need them because as Yados, because when you want to take down the sukkah, at that moment, you'll be able to pull them off with the stalk itself, and you won't have to just go, I guess, individually pick off each of the kernels. It's easier to they're attached, and it's easier for dismantling to take it down, and you won't have to hold on to the actual kernels themselves. Because if you and grab them themselves, you can just grab it by the handle. Okay.
Meaning what?
Meaning that the yados still maintain their status as yados. And that's if they're still yados, that's why Rabbi Yossi, who would be the okay, because we're dealing with a case where you mubases them, where you try to trample them, and yet Rabbi Yossi and Achayim, who are now holding like Rabbi Yossi, say they still maintain the status of yados, and you still would have to have more non-tame stuff, you would have to have more things that are not makabel tuma to counteract not only the kernels but the yados as well when you put them onto the schach. So that's why he says they still have this utility. And they sell the utility, they're not going to be considered, they're not going to lose their status of yados. Okay. Gufa. It's interesting Gufa, right? It's just an interesting Rashi. Because Gufa, we're going back to explain the Mishnah. So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, I've got to find the Rashi.
Okay. The one part I don't understand.
One part.
Don't you say that
Tuba, right.
So in this case here, you don't want to get wet. I mean, if you get wet, just
right, I hear you. So, but it's food. Food is so. But you can't even use it for. What do you mean? What has to be luchsher? The.
If you don't want this to get wet.
Okay, right.
So does mekabel tuma? I wonder how does mekabel.
But anything that can be mekabel tuma is possible for schach. Oh. It has the potential to be. It's going to be possible for schach. So Rashi. So the Gemara says gufa. So you look at Rashi. Rashi in the 1, 2, 3, like the fourth wide line. He says, "Sha'alti as Nori migufa de Mishnah, the Maisi Agrav Gra Rabbi Shmaitin." He's bringing Gufa and quoting of Mishnah. He Because you don't use gufa, it's not the language you use for a Mishnah. You usually say tznan, tan hosam. So he asked his Rebbe, one of Rashi asked his Rebbe.
Who's his Rebbe?
I forgot. There's one, he has three Rebbeim. I forgot the name. He doesn't say which one. But Shalti is more in the gufa, the Mishnah.
Must have been a good Rebbe.
Right? The Maisi Agav Grara Bishmaitin. Mi Shaykh Lemisne Gufa, who's, you're supposed to say gufa, ki garsinon bimemos hamorayim. So it's only when you have a when you're mentioning an Amoraic statement, not when you mention a Tanaim. So he says the Amrali Rebbe, his Rebbe said, Mishum the Hach Mishnah Mina Taharos. This Mishnah is from Seder Taharos. She'ein by mehem shum Gemara ba'olam. There's no Gemara at all on Seder Taharos. There's no Bavli. There's no Yerushalmi. V'lo mufureshes kishar Mishnayis. It's not explained like any other Mishnayis. Lefichach, therefore, no gashas no margufa gadei lefarish. So for this, from Seder Taharos, which doesn't have any Gemara, the Shas would say Gufa in order to explain it. This is an interesting Derek Halimud Rashi. Okay, so Gufa. Let's go back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, Kol Yados ha'ochlim shebisasam bigoros tahoros. So any Yados, I forget Tzach, we're just talking about Yados. If you have Yados of Ochel, easy to say that we talk about like the stems of the vine, and the grapes. So you did bisboses in the threshing floor. Rabbi Yosei, it's Gutar Kam says it's Tahor, meaning it loses its status of Yados. Rabbi Yosei Metame, and the Rabbi Yosei says it still maintains its status as a Yad, and it's still going to be Metame. My Bisasan, what is Bisisa? Rabbi Yochanan says Bisasan Mamash. You pounded them, I guess. He says here that you did it with the feet of the, he quotes Rashi, you did it with the feet of the animal. Right? Rabbi Elazar Omer, that's what the Masechta says. Rabbi Elazar says, Hitir Egon. You sort of untied. There must have been something that they're tied together somehow, and you were Matir, you untied them. I don't know what the Metzia says, but you untied them, so they're no longer connected. So Bishamala Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Bisasan Hitiragidon. I understand if Bisasan means that you just untied them, Hainu time with Rabbi Yosi, then that's the reason for Rabbi Yosi who says that they maintain their status of Yados, because according to him, just the small little Maisa of untying something is not enough to remove the status of Yados from them. Ella, but the Rabbi Yochanan, the Amar, Bisasan Mamish, according to Rabbi Yochanan says Bisasan means here that you sort of you trample on them and you do this, which is Disha, which is a real Maisa. And my time Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef, why does Rabbi Yosef still maintain that the Yados retain their status of Yados for Tumah purposes? So Amr Shimon ben Lakish, Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says, because like we said before, Hoel Uruyus Lahokam the Ether. Because even though they're trampled, they're still there, they still serve a purpose. The purpose is that when you want, like, flip them in the air, there's now more like a girth to it, and it won't fall through. It won't fall through the pitchfork, and when you flip it up in the air, so therefore we still want it to be connected in order to make it easy for us to flip it up in the air. So now the Gemara just ends up a little bit. Got it. Amar Rab Elazar, Lama Nimshla Tfilason Shel Tzadikim Ke Eser. Why is a tefila of the? How does he translate Eser, by the way?
A pitchfork.
Okay. Lama nishma tefilasan shel tzadikim ki eser. Why is the tefila, right, the prayer of the tzadikim, is compared to a pitchfork, right? Because he's right. Because the pasuk says vayeter yitzak l'Hashem, right? The nochach ishtoki akarahi vayeshelo Hashem, right? There's the learned eter there. Lo malach to teach b'cha, lo teach you ma eser zeh mehapecha setvul migor mimakol makom. This is the pitchfork. Turns over the grain from one spot to another spot, and flips it over from one spot to another spot. Spot ach tefilah shel tzadikim, so too the tefilah, the prayer of the tzadikim, ma pechas daitos shel Rabbanu shel Kodesh Baruch Hu, kaviyachlo changes the mind of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, mimidas achzorius, lemidas rachmanas, from something that's going to be harsh to something that is merciful. So that's where it's compared to. Okay. Next, the Mishnah is now going to deal with boards, actual boards on as used to be used as schach. Schach. So I always have this view of 2x4s, or maybe 2x6s, whatever. I'm going to use 2x4s, so we're going to do 4 tvachim is the number that we're going to deal with. So you have these boards, everyone has the picture. So, Mesachachin bin Nesarim. So the Mishnah is going to start off with a statement, which is going to be, the Gemara is going to have to explain. So, Tanakhama, Rabbi Yehuda says, Mesachachin bin Nesarim. You can use these flat boards as schach. Rabbi Meir, Oser. Rabbi Meir says, you cannot. And we're going to see that you're not going to use them, because it'll be Midin Rabbanan, Mipasul Midin Rabbanan. Okay. Nasan Aleha Neser Shehu Rochav Arba Tvachim. Let's say you put on a board that is 4 Tvachim wide. Okay, so the board is 4 Tvachim. You lay it down on top, Tvachim, Tshera. He says, I guess you use that. Okay, so it's 4 Tvachim, and it is, I guess, less than 4 Amos from it to the wall. So the wall can now do Dofen Akuma on that. Okay? Right? That's so, and the rest of the sukkah you put tzach kosher, kshera, the rest of the sukkah is kosher. But you can't lie underneath that, lie down, or eat, I guess, either, under that board, because that board, based on the way we just described it, that board is now part of the wall. It's not part of the sukkah, because we're saying that the wall can bend, but the dough cannot cool off. Okay. Amar Rav, so I have to explain the Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah said that we had a machlokes in Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir, if you can use these boards. So Amar Rav, machlokes, the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir is only if you were mesachech ben nesarim sheyish ben ha'arba. If the nesarim were four tefachim wide, they four tefachim wide. The Rav Meir is like gezeiras tikra. Rav Meir holds it's possible the rabbanim because of gezeiras tikra. As Rashi explains, most, I guess, in homes you actually use beams that wide. So if somebody sits in a sukkah that has beams that wide, you say, hey, what's the difference of me sitting in the sukkah or sitting in the house? So lest one come to sit in the house because of with those types of beams, we say, Rav Meir says you can't use those beams in the sukkah as well. They're too wide. So Rav Meir says East Lake Zeros Tikra. Okay, that's what he says. But Rav Yehuda less like Zeros Tikra. Rav Yehuda does not have the Zeros Tikra, and therefore they weren't koshesh for this. So the four tvachim boards would be okay. Rashi says, Rav Meir. Rashi says. Machlokus bin Asaram Shesh bin Arba, Sherov Tikros Habayis Asuyis Mehen. This is a standard size board that's used in construction for permanent homes. Rav Meir de Pasile Isle Gezeris Tikra. He has this Gezer of the roofs. Because Imach Sheres Behu, if he's Machir them, Asile Meimar, someone might come to say, Mali Lesachach Be'elu, what's the difference in me putting these schach up? Umali Yeshev Tachas Korabesi. Why can't I sit in my house? Avhi bin Asar Mikura. Even it has the same type. It also has the same type of boards. Vahu vaday pasul the sukkah rachmana the lo beso. That's definitely possible because that's you have to have a sukkah, not your house. Right? The lo beso shakol yom hashanah. Okay. Aval benisarim sheim ben dalid. If they do not, and Rabbi Yehuda does not hold a gezera, but nisarim boards that don't have four tefachim sheein rov tikros asuyos mehen. So we don't have the gezera. Divrei hakol kshera. Everyone can say that's kosher. The lo dam the tikra the ligzer bahu. There's no one, it's not comparable to the roof. So he says the machlokus is by four, but less than four, everyone agrees is fine. Shmuel says no. Shmuel Amar b'she'im behen arba. That's where you have the machlokus. If they don't have four tefachim, that's where they have the machlokus because Rav Meir is choshesh from miut, I guess. Right? Rashi says b'she'im behen dalin machlokus. Bahu mechasher Rabbi Yehuda. Only in that does Rabbi Yehuda say it's kasher. Mishum the ain rov tikros asuyus mehen logos yinu. So since most house boards are not made that way, we don't make the gezera. For a meir chayish lemiut, he says no. Some boards are made that way. Sheyesh mita osim tikros mehen. Some people use this to make the roofs in their houses. Therefore, he says the gezera tikros still applies. However, aval yesh mehen arba. But if they are four tvachim, then divrei akol psula. Everyone's going to bring its agree it's possible. So again, Rab says that if it's four, that's the machlokas. Less than four, everyone agrees it's good. Shmuel says four, everyone agrees is no good. Less than four, that's where you have the machlokas in the Mishnah. But the Gemara then just asks on Shmuel. Shmuel just said that Rav Meir passed for Nesarim even if they don't have four tvachim. That's the machlokas in Rav Meir and Chachamim. If it's less than four, Rav Meir still says it's no good. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. How much less than four tvachim? At a certain point, less than four tvachim, it's just going to be sticks, right? And he says, "Ein behen arba v'afilu pachas mishlosha." Even if it's less than three tvachim, hakkanim ba'almaninu. If it's less than three tvachim, they're just sticks, right? So yeah, they're just going to be like bamboo sticks. They're nothing. They're just sticks. So they definitely should be kosher. So how can he say that those are no good? So he says, "Amar Papa, Rabbi Papa." So Papa comes to explain. Hachi ka'amar. This is what Shmuel means to say. Yesh behen arba. If they're four tvachim, divrei kol psula. Everyone agrees it's pasul. Pachlus mishlosha. If it's less than three tvachim, divrei kol kshera. Everyone will believe kshera. The machlokus is going to be between three and four. He said that's my taima. Where he says divrei kol kshera. Why is that okay if it's less than three? Because kanim ba'almaninu. Those are just sticks. Ki pligi. Where's the machlokus mishlosha v'araba from three to four? Mar meaning Rabbi Yehuda Savar kevon de listen hu shiru makom. The idea of the only thing that has a chash of status is four tvachim. Anything less than four tvachim doesn't have the status of being an area. So he says, less than four tefachim, lo gazrinan. We didn't make the gzeira there, that's what Rabbi Yehuda says, and therefore less than three between three and four will be fine. But Mar, Rav Meir says, no, once you reach four, above three tefachim, it does have a chashivas. Because in the rules of lavud, once you go above three tefachim, you're out of the world of lavud. So going more than three tefachim does have some chashivas to it. Umar Sava, Rav Meir Sava came in a nafkin lumitoris lavud, so therefore it's still going to have some sort of chashivas, and we'll still make the gzera that you can't use those boards. Therefore gezerina. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to try to, is an interesting, just the Gemara, we have machlokas Rav Shmuel, usually you paskin like Rav, except in Yisurin, by Shmuel by Mamnos, by Rav by Yisurin. Here the Gemara goes through, first it tries to explain Shmuel. Then it's now going to ask two questions on Rav. So the Gemara seems to be defending the Sheet of Shmuel. So some Rishonim say, well, I guess here we pass on like Shmuel as opposed to normally. Okay. So Tanan, we said in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, let's say Nasan Aleha Neser Shehu Rachav Arba Tvachim. You did. You put a four Tvachim board on the Sukkah, which would be Pasul, right? And you left it. You left it less than four Amos from the wall. Right, you put it away from four arms from the wall. So we say that the sukkah is kasher, which we say dofen akuma. Right, you can it bends over dofen akuma, but you can't sleep under it. Right, ubavash lo yishan tachtav. The Gemara says, okay, bishlo malu Shmuel. How is this going to work out for Shmuel? According to Shmuel, the amar v'she'ein behen arba machlokas. He says if less than four, that's the machlokas. Aval yesh ben arba, but if they have four tefachim, divrei kol psula, everyone says it's possible, mishum hachi lo yishan tachtav. That's why you can't sit or sleep under that board, because even according to Rabbi Yehuda, this board is possible. But elo l'rav, the Rav was the first shita, the amar b'sheyesh ben arba machlokas. The machlokas is if they have, the machlokas is a machlokas if it's four. Aval ein ben arba, divrei kol kashera. So according to him, Rabbi Yehuda in our Mishnah says that you are allowed to use a board that's four tefachim. So if you are allowed to use a board that's four tefachim, the Rabbi Yehuda might lo yishan tachtav. Why does the Mishnah say you can't sleep under this board? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it should be a fine. And we're trying to assume that the Mishnah's goal is divrei kol, but it doesn't go to divrei kol according to Rav. Because according to Rav, that second part of the Mishnah doesn't work for Rabbi Yehuda, because a four tefach board for Rabbi Yehuda is kosher. So why would you be allowed to sleep underneath it? So the Gemara answers simply: misavrat divrei kol hu. Who says that Mishnah, that second part of the Mishnah, is going according to Divrei Kol? According to Rav, Seifa Nasan L'Rav Meir. The Seifa of that Mishnah goes according to Rav Meir. Ena Chanami. Rav, according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rav, you would be able to sleep or eat under that board. But the Mishnah is saying, according to Rav Meir, which is also seems to be leaning toward Shmuel, yeah, you answered the Mishnah according to Rav, but at least according to Shmuel, the Mishnah is a Divrei Kol.
Why does it talk about sleeping and not eating?
That's, I mentioned that before. I'm not sure. Maybe you say sleeping and call the coma or eating. I'm not sure. Okay.
So I thought that the last part of the Mishnah is actually saying that you're only talking about a nesser that's on the side. And if it's in the center, the kulei alma is no good. But now they're discussing something different here. Is it kosher to sleep under or not kosher to sleep? Because if it says psher bivashlo yishan tachtov, the only way that this fits, if you're talking about the...
Right, we're talking about it on the side. Correct. That's the assumption. That's what we said. We're talking about the nesters on the side.
So if you talk about Dofen Akuma, I mean, so how could it be kosher to sleep on
it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not Dofen Akuma here. According to Rabbi Yehuda, that board is fine. You know, it's not Dofen Akuma. I'm making the size of the sukkah any smaller. There's no you don't need Dofen come to Dofen Akuma. So therefore, why would you have to sleep? Why wouldn't you be able to sleep or eat? I'm going to say or eat underneath it. So he says, in a Hanami, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you would be able to, according to Rav. According to Shmuel, everyone would say you can't, because everyone would say that the four tefachim is no good. But according to Rav Meir, Rabbi Yehuda holds that, according to Rav, Rabbi Yehuda holds that a four tefachim board is fine for Schach. So you should be able to sleep underneath it.
I'm just wondering if the Mishnah is talking about sleeping rather than eating, because eating you can do anywhere, whereas sleeping you would normally do in your house. And if you're sleeping under a board that's more than four tefachim wide, it's as if you're sleeping in the house, and therefore you're not fulfilling.
You can't do eating anywhere. You have to eat in the sukkah.
No, I mean, outside chag sukkahs, you can eat anywhere. You can eat in your backyard.
Yeah, but what's it to do? We're talking about sukkahs.
Sleeping. You would sleep in your house.
I don't know. Okay. Tashma. Okay, let's try another question on Rav. Tashma, I'm going to bring a right to Shmuel. Right? He says, Shnei Sidinim. You have two sheets. So sheets are something that are Mekabel Tuma, and therefore they're possible for Schach. Anything that can be potentially be Mekabel Tuma is possible for Schach. So each one by itself, I guess, doesn't have the width of four Tvachim, which is the shear to possible the Sukkah when it's in the middle of the Sukkah. Right? So airspace is three airspace is four Tvachim. Possible Schach is three Tvachim. I'll forget in a moment. Okay. So Shnei Sidonim, again, these are things that are not that are Mekabel Tuma. Each one by itself doesn't have the four tefachim, which is the shear that you would need to pasul a sukkah if the four tefachim of pasul schach is in the middle of the sukkah. But between the two of them, when you tie them together, they're four tefachim, and you put them next to each other on top. Okay? Mitzarfim. They're mitzarif. They combine to make a shear of arba tefachim, and they pasul the sukkah. So the sheets combine. Turn to Amud Beis. Right? Shnei nisarim, but two boards that are next to each other. Again, they each of them don't have the width, let's just use the width that would make it pasul schach, right? But between the two of them, they do have the width. Or ein mitzarif, they're not mitzarif. So even if you would use them for the entire sukkah, you know, a 3.9 board and a 3.9 board and a 3.9 board, even if you use them for the entire sukkah, you would be kosher, right? Okay. The Rabbi Meir Omer, af nisarin kesidonim. The boards are going to be the same like the sheets, which means they will combine to create the four tefach sides to make it possible. Yomar says, okay. Bishlam al Shmuel, I understand this according to Shmuel. The Amar, he says, Bishain behen arba, right? If the boards don't have four tefachim, that's the machlokus between Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Meir. And only then, that then Rabbi Yehuda is master to them. Aval yesh behen arba, but if they do have four, divrei kol psula, everyone would say it's possible. So my, what does it mean in our Mishnah that Rav Meir says that Nisarim are like the Siddinim? My Mitzdarfim. Mitzdarfim le'arba. Rav Meir says they combine to make the Shiur of Arba to make it possible. El le'Rav, but according to Rav, the Amar b'sheyesh behen Arba machlokes, that even at four Tvachim, there's still a machlokes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda, and only at four, that's where Rav Meir apostles. Aval ein behen Arba, if they don't have four Tvachim, divrei hakol k'sheira, everyone holds that they're kosher, hechidami. So what's our case now with these boards? If each board on itself has four tefachim, so according to what lamalu lets the ufe, what do you have to combine for? They're a puzzle in their own right. The either less buarba, if they don't have four tefachim, amai, why are they combining? Why is Rami saying they're combining? If they are kosher, if they're each kosher by itself, they're just considered sticks. Why would you combine them? Do I take all my bamboos and combine them together and I say, oh, I have four tefachim? No, each one individually is kosher. It's going to be okay. They're right. Hi, kanim ba'almaninu. So according to Rav, right, the nisarim that don't have four tefachim, they're only sticks. They should be kosher and they shouldn't possibly, even according to Rav Meir. The Gemara says, right, fine. La'olam de isbu arba. We're talking about boards that have four tefachim. So to have four tefachim, so what do you need to combine them for? What do you have to combine them? Each is individually going to be a problem. He says, no, my mitzdarfin, what is mitzdarfin? Mitzdarfin la arba amos minatzad. They mitzdari for the four amos of Dofen Akuma, right? You have to have four amos of Dofen Akuma. Rav Meir says, if you have boards of four tvachim on top, right, so not each, so even if they're separate boards, they will all combine, because they're puzzle, they will all combine to a point, and if they go above Dalet Amos, you no longer can do Dofen Akuma. I think that's what he's saying. It's mitzdarfin le arba amos min atzad. Is it Rashi? Le dal amos min atzad. De min atzad, from the side, ein aschach posel el dal amos. From the side, posel schach only passes the sukkah if there's four amos of it. De batzim rehachi, because less than that, gemiri dofen akuma. We have the lach moshe misinai of the bent wall. Become Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, Shnei nisarim shel arba arba. If you have two boards of four by four, v'chein sider v'holech ad dalet amos, ein mitzdarfin. You keep going until you get to dalet amos, it's not going to combine. She'af kula roi l'sachek behen. Because he's going to say you can use them anyway. But Rav Meir is going to hold, no, if you put them on the sides, these possible boards will come, even though they're on the side, if it's just four amos, four tefachim on the side, so then you have Dofen Akuma, just can't sit underneath them. He doesn't say those boards will combine to, if then they reach to a certain point of four amos, then you can't even use Dofen Akuma and it's going to pass on the sukkah. That's what he says. That's what's mitzdarif. Okay. Lishna Achrina. Another Lashon from the Brisa to prove like Shmuel as follows. So Bishlam, again, we have this idea, these two sheets combine, and the Tanakhama says, which I guess is Rabbi Yehuda, says say that the boards don't combine, whereas Meir says even the boards combine. So Lishnachmiya, Bishlam al Shmuel works out well for Shmuel to Amar Bishain Bahen Arba Machlokas, that the Machlokas is going to be if the boards have less than four. Aval Yesh Bahen Arba, but the boards have four, Divrei Kol Psula. Everyone agrees that it's Pasul Schach. Umay mitstarfin. So what does mitstarfin in this brisa mean? It means mitstarfim la arba amos minatzad. It's mitstarfa arba amos minatzad. Shmuel is going to say that that's. But in that case, we put the nisarim next to the wall. So there, Rav Meir says on that they're mitstarif to make to the shore arba amos. And according to Rav Yehuda, the nisarim of arba do not combine to make this. Do not combine to prevent dofen akuma. El Rav, but Rav who says that. When it comes to Arba Tvachim, Rabbi Yehuda says that you're a mutter, that those things are kosher, that's kosher schach, if it's Arba Tvachim. Bishlamar Rav Meir, my mitzdarfin. I understand for Rav Meir, what does mitzdarfin mean? Mitzdarfin la Abba Amos Menetzad. It could combine, one board can combine to another board, like the four Tvachim board, can combine with another four Tvachim board, another four Tvachim board, until I get to Dal Amos and mess up my Dofen Akumo. El Rabbi Yehuda, the Amar Afilu Yesh Ben Arba Ksheira, according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the four Tvachim board is still kosher, my aim at Starfin. What do you mean aim at Starfin? Aim at Starfin to what? Kanam Almaninu. These things are just sticks. They're a kosher schach. So the Gemara said, you're right. It's just Agav Orcha. It's just keep the language of the Mishnah. I did the Amar of Meir Mitzarfin, since Rav Meir uses the Lashon of Mitzarfin, Amar Rabbi Yehuda aim at Starfin. Yehuda says they're not Mitzarif. But really meaning, they're not Mitzarif because they're kosher schach. Okay. Now, Tanaka Vasei de Rav, now we have a Braisa that supports Rav, and we have a Braisa that supports Shmuel. Right? Tanya Kavasi de Rav, a Braisa that supports Rav. It's pretty straightforward. Sichicha, if you use these cedar boards for Yischach. She'ein behen arba, that don't have four tfachim in width. Divrei kol k'sheira. Everyone says that they're kosher. Okay? Right? Ba yesh ben arba, if they have four. Rav Meir posts Rav Yehuda Machshir. Rav Meir apostles Rav Yehuda Machshir. That's exactly what Rav said. The Machlokas is more than four, but less than four. Divrei Kol says it's kosher. Amar Rav Yehuda. Now the Gemara just brings Maisa. Maisa b'shas sakana. So I don't understand this whole thing because right away you're talking about shas sakana, and man, these psulim of the four. The whole reason was it's a gzeira tikra. So it's all gzeira. So you just say right away, okay, whatever's going on at the shas sakana, the chamin didn't. Upkeep their gzeira. The Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Maaser b'shas ha'sakana, shehevi'u nisarim shehayu ben arba. They bought four, talking about four, which makes sense, actually. Because there was a shas ha'sakana, you weren't allowed to sit in the sukkah. So what would they do? They would bring the boards of four tefachim, which we said before, are the typical boards that are used in our house. So it doesn't necessarily look like a sukkah. It looks like you're building a more permanent structure. So I guess the authorities would be confused by that. So shehevi'u nisarim shehayu ben arba, this sikachnu al gabe mirpeses. And what we did is we just used those boards on top of our porch, on top of our mirpeses, and we just put the boards on top. So v'yashu tachteim, and we sat underneath it. So you see from here, you're allowed to use nisarim of arba tvachim. So they said to the chacham, look. So they said to the chacham, see, you're allowed to use four tvachim. That's a riot to Rabbi Yehuda. And it says amru lo. The chacham said back to misham raya, ain't shas ha'sakana raya. There's no raya from shas ha'sakana. The question is more on the havamina. What was the havamina to use as a proof? I don't know. So we had a Braisa that supported Rav. Now, Tanya Kavase de Shmuel, we have a Braisa that supports Shmuel. Sikicha bin Nisarim Shel Erez. Again, you use these boards made out of cedar wood. Sheyesh behen arba, that have four tvachim, divrei kol psula. Everyone says it's possible. That's exactly Shmuel, how he explained it. But ein behen arba, but if it doesn't have four, Rabbi Meir posts Rabbi Yehuda Machshir. That's where the Machlokas is. That is a riot to Shmuel. It's exactly what Shmuel said. He said the Machlokas is less than four, but at four, they all agree, is no good. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to bring that even in certain situations, there's going to be some sort of, Rav Meir is going to agree. Meaning Rav Meir, who was machmir by using these boards, either saying in one sheet to say that four is no good, or by saying even by three is no good. Again, less than three is fine, because it's not Yotzim Lovud. She'im, Ramoda Rav Meir, she'im yesh bein neser le neser, kimilo neser, she'miniach psal beineyem ksheira. If you have between each board, you have what's called psal, which is actual schach. You have schach Right? Psal means it's from the psolus of the Gorin and the Yekiv. You have that sack. If you have between each board, a four tefach board, you have four tefachim of kosher sach between each board, it's kosher. Rashi explains the way it works. Look at the picture. Is that you have a not good board at either end, and then going towards the middle, you have not good, then good, then not good, then good, then not good, then good. And then on the other side, the same thing. Not good, good, not good, good, not good, good. So in the middle, you have eight tvachim of good schach going down the middle. Rav Meir will agree that the sukkah is kosher underneath those eight tvachim. I believe that that's the case. He says, Rashi says, Im yish ben nesel neser, ul kamad moki la besukkas bashmona amos mitzumsamos. It's a sukkah that's eight amos exactly. Because if it's more than eight amos, we're going to have a problem with the dofen akuma. Right? So it says eight amos exactly. Dichi yohib neser, you put down this board, upasal ad emsa, right? Yohib neser upsal ad emsa, you put down neser upsal to the middle, mahagisa, v'chozer umat skil mitzid ha-sheni, you do from the other side as well, v'no say neser tchil rachak psal, kimokein ad emsa, until you get to the middle, hayu shnei psal in the emsa, you have two things of psal, of kosher schach in the middle, the hain shall shmona tvachim, and there are eight tvachim, v'yigar hechshach sukkah, you have eight hechshach sukkah over there, because everything else becomes dofen akuma. Everything else was hoping to kuma because it's less than four amos to either side, right? Vinasarim shavah lo pasi le daminim dofen akuma out of psalim haim side. That's how he said that. So Rav Meir is going to agree that even though the boards pass the sukkah, in this specific case of a sukkah, the boards will still be able to be used for the dofen akuma, even though they come. So that's what Rav Meir agrees to. Umodir Rav Yehuda, a case of Rav Yehuda, he's even a certain case where he's going to be machmir. Rav Yehuda is typically made by the Nisarim. Even especially if they don't have four, everyone agrees they don't have four. Rabbi Yehuda says that they're kosher. She'im nasan ale neser shirachav arba tvachim. That if you put a board of arba tvachim and you put it next to the wall, I guess right four tvachim, which you might say is no good. You put it next to the wall, sheira. You can sit under the sukkah. The ein yishenim tachtav, but you can't sit under that board. By yoshen tachtav or yosdei chovaso. He said that if you put it by the edge, you can't sleep underneath it, but the sukkah is still kosher, which is possible because this becomes dofen akuma. Just sit in the rest of the sukkah. So I'm not sure what the chiddush is for Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, Itmar.
Of course, it goes against what you had said before.
Which was what? What do you mean? It was against what you said before? You're not allowed to use them for schach, but if you put them on the side, it's not schach anymore. It's just dofen akuma. He's just stating dofen akuma. Right? That's what Rashi said. Umod Rabbi Yehuda. He agrees in the case of one board, that if he puts it on the sukkah on the side, okay, that's dofen akuma. So why is that moda? He's moda dofen akuma? Okay. Okay, Naimana grows back. Itmar, send the base managers. Hafachan al tzidehen. What happens? You take the four. It takes a 2x4. So the four tefachim wide. You turn it on its side. Turn it on the side. So therefore, it's going this way. Is now allowed to be used. Hafkan al tzideim. So the question is going to be: is that? Yes, in Lumbus, do we say that a four tefach board is inherently possible and can't be used at all, or do we say it's only possible if used in a way that the four tefachim are lying flat, or do we say no? This becomes puzzle schach. If it becomes puzzle schach, you can't use it anyway. Because if you turn it onto a side, it's not four tefachim wide. But maybe you say, oh, who cares, it's not four tefachim side wide. Once it has four tefachim in width, it's pasul schach, just like something that's makabel tumo. It's pasul schach. Right, so itmar...
This has nothing to do with tumah.
What?
This has nothing to do with
tumah. No, I'm just saying, like tumah, something that's makabel tumo, it's pasul, maybe say a board, I mean, they're running, I guess, that is four tefachim wide is pasul. You see, itmar, hafkan al sideyem, you turned it on its side, right? Rav Huna amar psula. You pasul, because the Chachamim pasuled a board that's four tefachim wide, period. No matter how you use it. Rav Chizda, Rav Bar Huna, Amri Ksheira, it's kosher. So Ikla, Rav Nachman, the Surah, Rav Nachman comes to Surah, right? Oli Gabe, Rav Chizda, Rav Bar Huna, right? So they, Rav Huna come to him, the Amri Le, and they ask him, Hafkan al Sidei Hamahu, if I turn it onto the side, what's the din? Amri Lehu, Psula, it's Psula wide, Nasu Kishiputim Shamateches. It's as if the Chachamim made these boards like metal spits that make it possible. Just like that's possible within Tumah, this is possible within Arba Tvachim. So Amar Lahu Rav Huna, so Rav Huna says to Rav Chizda and Rabbi Rav Huna, why do you have to go to Rav Nachman and ask him? Lo amri luchu, lo amri luchu, amri kivase. Didn't I tell you he was going to hold like me? Amrulu, mi amrulam mar time of lo kablina mine. You never gave us a reason. You didn't give us a reason. That's why we want to ask him. It says Amrulu, or who says to him, umi baitu mine time of lo amri luchu. Did you even ask me for a reason? Just ask me the shayla. And I give you an answer. This is what I hold. You went to Rav Nachman and asked for a reason, so he gave him the reason. The reason is because according to them, they hold that the boards, midrabanan, become inherently possible. Similar to a metal board, not midim tumah, but an inherent psul. The metal board is possible midim tumah. These boards are possible midim aratvachim, arbaatvachim. Mara says lema misayale. Let's say that we have a proof to Rav Huna that this is inherently possible. So we say you have a small sukkah she'ena machzekes kidei rosh of ruba shulchano. It only is big enough to. It's not. You cannot put in rosh of ruba b'shulchano. Oh she'nifritza ba'pirza. Or the wall breaks enough that the kids mean the animal kids, can walk to prance through it, right, prance through. Or you put a board on it that's 4 tvachim wide. So the board, the 4 tvachim board that you're using, you're at the very edge of the sukkah. So you're talking about it's a three-walled sukkah, and at the very edge, over the unwalled side, you have a board that hangs over some of it's a 4 tvachim board that hangs over. Right? Nevertheless, it's psula. It's puzzles. What's the case? Must be that you turned it on its side. Because it says, the Gemara says, how's the case? How can it be that a Nesser, 4 Tvachim, that is only 3 Tvachim into the Sukkah, is possible? How does that work? It says, it must be that you turn it on its side. The Gemara says, no, and therefore you see turn on its side, still says it's possible. The Gemara says, lo, I gave it away before, you put it on the side of the wall, you have 3 Tvachim on the inside and 1 Tvachim on the outside, lying flat. Right, the Havale Psal Hayotzim in a Sukkah, that's considered the rule of Psal Hayotzim in a Sukkah, which we'll get to later on, and anything that Psal that's Yotzim in a Sukkah is Nidok in Sukkah. If it's just like, if you have the board, you have the Schach that goes outside of the Sukkah, we'll see later on, if it's kosher Schach, it drops down theoretically, and you can still eat under that part. So if you have a kosher Schach that comes out, that's good. If you have a non-kosher Schach that comes down, that's no good. So it's not a raya, because we're not talking about a case where you turned it on the side, it's even a case where it's lying flat, and the extra tefach is hanging over, that would pass the sukkah as well. Okay, we'll pick up tomorrow by the Mishnah on Daf Tesvav.